Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So when I was in high school, I tried my hand at putting together a short animated film. So I went to Wagner's Art Supply and Gallery there on downtown Sheridan. I bought a block of green plasticine clay. You know, it's that oil-based clay that never dries. It'll hold its shape, but you can keep maneuvering it and moving it. So I set up shop in my bedroom. I get to work. Pull out my wood and wire sculpture tools. I feel the clay grow warm between my hands, soft, pliable. My fingers scuttle like a spider over the plasticine, dropping in little tidbits of clay and then smoothing them into place. And after about an hour of work, I have in front of me a little green bust of a man. A face with a bulbous nose and thin lips. So I set up my camera. I push the lips wide. The first shape human lips start to make with an H sound. I take a picture. I stretch the green lips a little farther apart. Human lips moving into an E sound. Take another picture. And on this goes, picture by picture, until it's time to test it all out. So I slip the VHS tape into the VCR. I lean forward. The video whirs. And the green face that appears on the screen visually mouths, "Hello." Success! I am a master animator. The clay bust is under my control. My plaything, endorsing my desires and my agenda, an agenda that will include a conversation later in the very short film with a Buzz Lightyear toy. Well, in our gospel reading this morning, there's another animated film production underway. And I ask you to imagine it with me. A loose huddle of Pharisees scuttles through the market like a spidery hand over plasticine. Young men on the fringes swing in to drop an excited tidbit of clay before legging it back to the outside of the group. And he used Moses himself to prove the resurrection from the dead. At the center of the huddle, crow's feet blossom over wide smiles. The slow-moving white beards there at the middle of the huddle are showing off their missing teeth. Maybe there's hope for the Nazarene yet. They smooth the clay tidbit in their minds into place. The bust, the green plasticine bust of Jesus is coming together in their minds quite properly. The oldest among them lifts a trembling finger to scratch at a scab split out over his opening grin. I can just see all of those uppity priests, all agog, the sweat stinking in their armpits in their expensive robes. And can you hear them gagging out over scripture? Gagging out. And then those final words, apparently, he said, "God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." A rough chuckle escapes over the bleeding lip. Been many a year since those twice damned Sadducees got it good. And of Pharisees scurries out of the city gate towards the sound of Jesus' rising and falling voice besides the slopes of the Mount of Olives. And all the while, their imagination shaped those consonants and vowels on Jesus' plasticine mouth. Hello. Jesus is finally going to live up to our expectations. Finally, he'll reach his potential. A true rabbi. Finally, he will speak like we would have him speak, letter by letter, a proper Pharisee. He's put the Sadducees in their place, and now it's time to test it all out. The Pharisees come to a stop before Jesus. Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? All of the Pharisees lean forward, eager, hopeful. The VCR whirs. Jesus is about to live up to their expectations. He's going to mouth the words that they want. Hello. Sisters and brothers, how often do you and I lean forward with the Pharisees, expectant, eager, hopeful, eager to hear Jesus and see Jesus on that fuzzy video screen mouth what we want? Hello. How often do you and I imagine Jesus as a kind of plasticine plaything? Clay warm in our hands, pliable to our desires and our agendas. Of course Jesus is going to mouth, hello. Later, he'll even talk with Buzz Lightyear for just a brief moment. Jesus is in our film. Maybe we've heard how he stunned the uppity liberals on gay marriage. Have you not read how God made them at the beginning male and female? We drop that tidbit of clay into the developing bust. Or maybe if we're a little more progressive, we've heard how he left the rich reeling. Do you see that widow with $2? She just dropped into the collection plate. She gave way more than any of the good old boys. We smooth the plasticine into place. It doesn't matter really our viewpoint. As we lean forward in church and push the VHS tape into the VCR, we are convinced that Jesus is about to endorse all of our desires and all of our agendas. If we have a lot of money, Jesus is going to praise us for our industry. He's never going to say a word about how we should spend it. If we want to play the sex stuff a little loose, well, Jesus is going to praise us for being true to ourselves. He's never going to say anything about the sanctity of marriage. Jesus looks out over our eager faces. What is the greatest commandment of all, you ask? Well, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the whole law hangs on these two commandments. And we're cackling and we're slapping each other on the back. Jesus is orthodox. Yeah, he's one of us. He's a Pharisee. He's a conservative. He's a progressive. Whatever you want. He's one of us. And Jesus studies us for a moment. He smiles a sad smile. What do you think about the Messiah, the Christ? Whose son is he? We're nodding out the standard Orthodox answer. Well, Messiah is the son of David. Yes, yes. Then how is it, asked Jesus, how is it that the inspired David calls Messiah Lord? You've read Psalm 110. You know it well. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make all your enemies subject to you. Now, if he's David's son, how is it that David calls him Lord? Our smiles are fading now. The cackles die on our split lips. Something is wrong. This is no green clay face mouthing our lines, subject to our control. Instead, the future erupts before us and beyond us. The holy pattern underlying the world, A scourged Messiah lifted up beyond the stars, bleeding beside his Father on a throne of refracted fire. The Anointed One stands before us, so terrifying in his humility that we cannot fathom his power. And beside us, King David kneels, his harp long forgotten. My son, my Lord, my God. Jesus is not our plaything, even if we're right. A bit of plasticine to mouth what we want in our home movie. He is neither Pharisee, nor progressive, nor conservative, nothing. He is the Son of the Highest. God from God, begotten, not made. He is who he is. I am who I am. In our epistle reading, St. Paul bows before Jesus' splendor. The reigning Christ, he says, is the one who enriches us. Who enriches us with all utterance and knowledge. You see, Jesus is the master animator. The one who shapes our little clay lips to praise Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The one who shapes our lips, allo, to pray. And in the playback of our lives, he is the one who guides us into true joy. We're not the master animators. In fact, we make a mess of things when we try to run everything. Jesus is the one smoothing the plasticine clay. Jesus is the King. Whose son is he? Well, he is son of David, but he is also son of God. And so, he is the King. And that, sisters and brothers, is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.